afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Well, there's been more drama in space. Many of you will be aware of the brilliantly covered Mars landing recently. On the 26th of November, to much jubilation at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Mars InSight rover touched down safely. As the head of NASA, Jim Bridenstine, said, "Today we successfully landed on Mars for the 8th time in human history. InSight will study the interior of Mars and will teach us valuable science as we prepare to send astronauts to the moon and later to Mars." So there he said it, from the horse's mouth, preparing to send people to Mars. Well, the Mars InSight mission is complex, as indeed they all are, but there were several components, including two small satellites called CubeSats, which relayed information back to Earth. NASA's two small experimental CubeSats launched on the same rocket as InSight and followed the lander to Mars. They are the first CubeSats to be sent into deep space. After successfully carrying out a number of communications and in-flight navigation experiments, the twin CubeSats were set in position to receive transmissions during InSight's entry, descent, and landing. But after that, their job was done. And what a dramatic entry it was. The craft hit the Martian atmosphere at 19,800 kilometers per hour, and the whole sequence to touching down on the surface took only 6.5 minutes. During that short span of time, InSight had to autonomously perform dozens of operations and do them flawlessly, and by all indications, that is exactly what the spacecraft did. Confirmation of a successful touchdown is not the end of the challenges of landing on a red planet. InSight's surface operations phase began just a minute after touchdown, and one of its first tasks was to deploy its two decagonal solar arrays, which will provide power. The team expects confirmation on Monday that the spacecraft's solar panels successfully deployed, and verification will come from NASA's Odyssey spacecraft currently orbiting Mars. InSight will begin to collect science data within the first week after landing, though the teams will focus mainly on preparing to set its instruments on the Martian ground. So round about now, the engineering team are beginning to deploy InSight's 1.8 meter long robotic arm so that it can take images of the landscape. One of the interesting features of this science mission is drilling far deeper into the Martian substrate than has ever been done before, using an $850 million drill, which will go 5 meters down into the planet. As a comparison, Curiosity only dug a centimeter down. As InSight digs, it will occasionally shoot out bursts of heat. By calculating how quickly that heat warms the ground around it, InSight can measure the chemical makeup of the soil. But InSight's drill pulls double duty. As it hammers away, it also sends vibrations through the ground, which are sensitive to different layers that might be hiding under the surface. For example, if Mars has underground lava flows, those vibrations will find them. But this only gives NASA clues to the shallower layers of Mars. To understand the deep inner core, InSight has another tool that will measure how much Mars wobbles on its axis. It works similar to an egg. If you spin an uncooked egg, the liquid yolk will slosh around, making the egg wobble. But if the inside is cooked, there's less wobble. Similarly, how much Mars wobbles can tell us whether its core is molten liquid or solid metal. All these clues can help scientists solve a bigger mystery of how rocky planets like Mars and Earth formed in the first place. By studying the interior of Mars, scientists can get a better grasp on how Mars has evolved over billions of years from a warm, wet world to the desolate landscape it is today. Well, is that because the ancient Martians didn't heed warnings about global warming, one wonders? InSight will operate on the surface for one Martian year plus 4 Martian days or sols until November the 24th, 2020, when several of its secrets will have been given up to the scientists. Interesting what's going on at a planet near us. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us beautiful, clear, dark nights. FMR.